He's whiny.
Yeah, like he sounds like such a bitch. Dude, because I bought some of the ordinals, which are they're like NFTs on Bitcoin, essentially. We call them ordinals because the Bitcoin people are
they're tryhard.
Yeah, so they made up a new word for it, even after we already had our own like gay made up word that we spent like 4 years explaining NFTs to people. They finally get to the point of understanding it, and then the Bitcoin people were like, "Well, what if we called them ordinals because they're on Bitcoin now?" And then everyone's confused again. But yep. So I've bought like a few of them, and what I've noticed is when you buy them and they go up a lot, it feels great. But like when you buy them and they do the thing that NFTs do and just go straight to zero and nobody buys them, It sucks so fucking bad because you're sitting there and you're realizing that like I just burned that much in Bitcoin, right?
Yeah.
Which like I mentally price Bitcoin at like future value $10 billion.
Yeah.
So like I see, holy shit, I just burned a third of a Bitcoin on this fucking dipshit monkey picture because I thought like I had some freaky thesis about, oh, the monkey picture was created by this renowned monkey picture artist.
That's a good point.
It's gonna go way up.
Losing Bitcoin is far more like emotionally devastating.
Like I could have lost that cash value, and it would have been like, okay, like I'm not happy about it.
But there's a limited supply of Bitcoin, and it's only getting smaller. Like
right, yeah.
Like we'll see the exchanges. Oh. Like I suspect by the end of the cycle, exchanges are gonna start running out of Bitcoin. Like you're gonna see like the
I think we're already coming up close to that place, man.
Yeah, we are. No, it's gonna be rough. Wait, I have to get my charger real quick. Keep talking.
Okay. No, because I've actually been I've been trying to take all of, because I had a Bitcoin that I was holding either through like leverage perpetual positions, or like shit that I had out on loan, or I was holding like wrapped Bitcoin on Ethereum. And I have gradually been trying to wrap all of that shit up and like actually hold actual Bitcoin now on its native chain, because I do actually think that we're going to kind of have a fucking bank run on Bitcoin. I might be delusional. I could very well be delusional. But if there's like a supply run on Bitcoin, it will just giga fucking send the price, right? And
yeah.
Like in that situation, all the exchanges and stuff are going to have to like, they're going to have to like freeze the price or do some weird thing with trading. And like, I don't want to wind up with that situation that I had when I was in GameStop and like Robinhood just said, fuck you. You can't like, there's no more buying allowed or whatever, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's effectively what's going to happen. They're going to have to like shut off buying.
Yeah.
And then like, when,
I want
like,
to
the
have
price
some
reverts.
Of the asset that, allows me to actually transact it so I don't get caught up in like some centralized fuckery where they just tell me I can't buy or sell anymore.
I suspect you'll be allowed to sell because they'll want the supply back.
Yeah.
But I see that coming very soon. I mean, it already has started. It's like smaller exchanges already are like, you'll see, like, I've seen like a few like shitty Chinese ones or whatever. Yeah. People posting screenshots like, we've run out of Bitcoin.
Yep.
So that's coming. I don't have enough Bitcoin, and it's making me more and more anxious. So hopefully I run up the bag a bit so I can stock up, and then I can enter the Citadel.
I have too much Ethereum. But like, so here's the thing, like I leveraged all of my Ethereum for wrapped Bitcoin, right? Which is like it's not the actual Bitcoin, right? But it's like a token that is somehow linked to the price of Bitcoin, but
they
it's on Ethereum's network. But like that doesn't fucking matter. Wrapped Bitcoin is like that. It's fake. It's not like actually fake, but in the situation where there's like a supply shock, it's fake. So I need to find some way to get that into actual Bitcoin that I can hold. I don't know. Like I'm just becoming like, and this is the other thing, man. Like, I'm just becoming the schizophrenic libertarian, like, taxes are bad guy, right? Like,
Well, that's what happens in the bull market. I become that guy every time, and then I ease up in the bear market when it's worth not shit. And I'm like, oh, actually, the dollars are cool. Let me get a 401k.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do feel that it's a little bit different this time, mostly because I mean, you have a bunch of billionaires dumping their, like, fucking Bezos is dumping all of his Amazon shares. Billionaires are like exiting the stock market. I'm not saying like all of them are selling everything.
No,
but,
I
like,
think stocks are I don't want to say
they're like fucked, but like it seems like there's some big dudes out there that are trying to sell the top here.
No, this whole decade, I mean, this is the stagflation decade. I mean, homeboy Dalio has been saying it since the beginning of the decade. He's like,
but like, I can't even say it because like the finance people are literally always talking about how we're on the verge of financial collapse, right? Like when have like the libertarian gold people not been telling us that the financial system is like, it's a fragile mechanism of the interconnected rube gold, but it's like, it's never exploded. It's never.
No, I don't think the financial system is going to collapse, but I think that the value prop for equity, for like stocks, and for like a lot of the assets is gonna go, like it's gonna get outpaced by like,
oh yeah,
I don't know, other shit.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was already like, I mean, we've sort of hit the sort of like cartoonish point where all of the super rich people don't have any, like they don't have anywhere to put their fucking money, you know?
Yeah.
Like this was all of the tech valuations in the United States stock market were literally just, oh my god, we have so many billionaires and they can't put it all in property. Like they ran out of assets to buy. So they're just fucking pumping like Tesla stock at this point. Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, now we have like Nvidia just going to 10 billion as like the same thing. Everyone is basically treating it as like stock market Bitcoin.
True. Well, it is because it runs. See, Nvidia is
there's
actually,
okay. So there's like a narrative for why it's going up to like $1 trillion, but like it,
well, it's more than the narrative. Like they have to, the GPUs for Bitcoin, for gaming, and for AI. Like there's actually like a
no. Like I'm not saying that it's like narrative means it's like a fake explanation. Oh, okay. But I'm saying like traditionally, stocks on the stock market will be valued based on like earnings reports and like how much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in like a perfectly either elastic or inelastic. I always forget. I don't know finance shit, man. I'm a retard. You know, there's like old stocks like Panera Bread. It trades very, very closely to like the earning reports, and a new one comes out and it basically teleports to whatever the price should be based on where, you know, like what their profits looked like, their margin, their redistributions or whatever they're fucking doing. That's not Nvidia. That's not Tesla. Right. They are very much so speculative assets. They have entered the territory where like the valuation of their stock is not just based on like some quant going, oh,
the narrative. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like it's stock market Bitcoin. Yeah. It's stock market Bitcoin.
I mean, that's also the thing with like Tesla, Nvidia, Robinhood, Coinbase, and like AMD kind of all kind of trade with the Bitcoin, with the crypto market. They don't trade off like normal stock market.
Yeah, they're like weird stores of billionaire money where they're just, and you know, the other thing is like people shit on crypto all the time for it's so volatile, it'll go to zero, but like didn't they fucking send Meta down like 80% or something? Like I'm seeing stocks now and like I don't really look at this stuff because again, after I pulled out all my 401k shit to buy fucking monkey pictures, so I am not the guy to go to for your stock market calls here, man. But like I was being shown some of these very, very large stocks, you know, very high market cap stocks, and they're pulling swings that make cryptocurrencies blush, bro. Yeah,
no, ever since 2020 and everyone started fucking like shorting for COVID and doing GME and all that shit, it's all fucked. Like the entire world is playing Bitcoin rules now. We don't play nothing.
Everything is speculation. Everything is just pure spec. And this is why, like, this is why I get so confused when the crypto guys are like, "Oh, we need to be more than speculation. We need to be a zero knowledge proof on the layer one, like Ethereum blockchain, EVM." Like, you need to be a casino, dude. You need and this is why, like, the projects that I like the best and the only ones that I'm really interested in, because again, like, you know, every crypto cycle, there's a bajillion different narratives to invest in, right? Like we've the AI coins. Fuck that, dude. I am so uninterested in the AI shit. Like I'll if I hear about AI stuff early, I'll buy it just because I know like people, like I'm going to buy the AI. Like crypto people love scams and vapor, right?
Shout out to Imagine AI and Thelema.
By the way, yeah, there is. we should
our friend,
Imagine AI like a non-vapor company in that they have their own like they basically do uncensored image generation, which is going to be used effectively by all of the crypto people to make like naked anime women, right?
Yeah.
And so like I bought this a while ago because I was like, okay, so they're like not Vapor in the sense that they have their own GPU cluster. They have their own team of machine learning engineers. They have their own machine learning model that they have developed. Like it's not just a, they didn't just port over some like OpenAI shit. It's not like a stable diffusion model that they're just like tweaking, or it's their own model. It's their own shit. They have their own servers. And I was like, it's got to go up a bunch, right? Like there's no way that there's no way a fucking coin that lets a bunch of crypto people make naked anime women doesn't go up in value. And it did, but like every other AI coin went up like 1,000x, and this one went up like 4x
because
or something.
The other, like, see, you made the classic blunder. Promise but never deliver.
Literally,
you want to promise them the world, and if you never deliver, you go up 1,000,000,000%.
Dude,
and if you have an actual product, you get fucked.
This is going to sound like absolute bullshit. I was in a meeting with a group of venture capital advisors and a team who was going to be releasing a product, right? Uh-huh. And they pitched a product that I thought sounded fucking awesome. I was like, and they had a great presentation. It was like a massive like IQ mog. And the team was like, honestly, I think you should just ditch the whole product and just launch a meme token.
Hell yeah, like, dude.
I was like, and this wasn't like dumb, like crypto. These were like, yeah. I'll tell you who these guys were later. And you're going to be like, holy fuck, that's funny, man. But
that's
like,
awesome.
They basically said, just launch a fucking meme coin, dude. Because, and this was amazing. This was their reasoning. They were saying, if there's a product, people will compare it to other products with similar valuations, and there's a ceiling for the market cap, right? Mm-hmm. People will look at this and they will say, I should start selling at this point. If you're big a meme brain. Token, dude, what the fuck do people compare it to? They compare you to Doge. They compare you to sheep, like fucking like $1 trillion assets, bro.
$125 billion assets.
Yes, yes. Like you can literally convince people that you have the upside of infinity if you're just a meme coin. If you have an actual product, people start like comparing you to other actual products, and now you're fucked because other actual products are invested in by people who are like reasonable investors who don't
cucks.
They don't have like cucks. The meme math going on in their head, right?
Fucking logic cucks.
It's like yeah it's like
old paradigm.
It's like in fucking the fucking 2020 cycle where everybody was like, dude, I think Doge is going to go to 1 cent. And I was like, there's no way Doge is literally like an inflationary shitcoin made for fun. There's no fucking.
That's actually the best part about Doge is that it went to that price and it's an inflationary. It adds coins all the time.
Yeah.
It's not even like deflationary like everything else. That's so funny. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. And it, like everyone who is in crypto, with the exception of like, you know, some very new and stunning entrants or just like, I don't know, open-minded individuals, we're like, yeah, I mean, Doge's been around forever. It's like it's always trading at like 0.00000001 cents. It's like nothing. It's not going to fucking 1 cent, bro. That's insane. And then all of my like coworkers, like totally normie coworkers, were like, yeah, dude, I think Doge's going to 1 cent. And I was like, that's retarded. You are a fucking idiot. You're a huge, massive fucktard for even saying that sentence. And then once again, I was the fucktard. Not to 1 cent. It went to what, like 30 or 80, some shit?
Like, no, it was 80? Like 80 cents.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so like it was getting to be like 3-4. And I was like, I would sell that if I were you, man. I would really take some profits here. This is unprecedented. And then it just kept fucking ripping. Thankfully, none of them sold. This was like the great part about the euphoria. It prevented them from listening to my like attempted rational advice because they had unironically unlocked like a secret new sector of the market where valuations don't matter, bro. The number can be whatever you want. Just keep believing and it can keep going up. And I was like,
bro, I have a tweet from like 2018 or 19. That's like me, like legitimately, I'm like fucking on Adderall. I'm having a schizophrenic break. And I'm like, all right, what if Elon Musk? So there's like a thing called the God Doc, like the God PDF. It's God.pdf. And it's like it's a Doge market maker, the original one, explaining how he would manipulate prices. It's like he does like a step by step and explains how he manipulates Doge. And I was like, on a bunch of Adderall, like, what if Elon becomes a new fucking God PDF?
Oh, no.
And then Doge goes to a crazy price. And I bought a bunch of it. Now, I sold a lot of it. I did actually make a lot on Doge with what was left over, which is very funny. But me looking back like 2-3 years later, like, no fucking way my Adderall conspiracy actually planned out and actually worked out. I would have made so much money.
This is like a somewhat unrelated commentary here, but people always talk about like, you know, the psychedelic shit as being like, oh, it's spiritual, the LSD, the DMT, like I saw God. Like, I swear to God, stimulant psychosis can actually induce way higher frequency of spiritual encounters than any of that like psychedelic shit. I don't know what it is, but something about like fucking stripping your wires.
You're overclocked, bro.
With that shit.
Your brain's overclocked.
Yeah. Like you're up like 3 days stimmed out of your dick. Your like adrenal gland is inflated to the point of nearly exploding. You're not even hungry anymore. You've lost all hunger.
Transcended
completely.
Hunger.
Yeah. Your pee is the color of like dirt. Like it's just pure brown. And that's when you start actually like having
you tap in, bro. You're locked
in.
Yeah,
like psychic affirmations and thoughts
come into your
brain.
You clock into the locked in factory. That's what happens.
That's when the universe connects with you.
Bro, I wish I listened to my schizo brain then, but it worked out. I still made some money.
Do you remember that period of like there was like a year, dude, where you had to have Elon on fucking tweet notifications?
Oh, yeah.
Or else he would just randomly tweet some bullshit that would like it was like an instant 30% candle, either up or down about whatever the fuck he tweeted about. And if you didn't like change your position in the market, he could just liquidate you instantly.
He'd destroy you.
It was awful, man. I had fucking alarms on for Elon tweet notifications.
I was very much unemployed and very much on Adderall, so I was actually having a great time. I have quite a few tweets of me and Twicketees laughing about how Doge is going to a dollar and everyone's an idiot for fading us. And I had a great time with that, but that was Adderall psychosis speaking.
It is funny to think back on how things have gotten normalized in the sense that like, If you were to say something like that this cycle, nobody would bat an eye at all, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone would have thought you were insane retards last cycle for saying that. But like now, like absolutely delusional boltardism that isn't like, like if I were to say, dude, like I think Bitcoin's going to $1 trillion. And some guy, well, like actually, like the global market cap in terms of US dollars wouldn't be enough to sustain even one quarter of that if everybody sold every dollar that it was like.
Shut up, loser.
I don't think that matters any. Like, I don't know, man. We're in like
bro,
a new
hop
phase,
in. We're going to
bro.
A trillion.
Yeah.
Hop
like,
in.
Fuck it. At this point, like money will just magically appear and get shipped into shit. I don't know if it's going to be like inflation or whatever, but like, oh, and this is the other thing that I've been really doing to fuck with people. When people ask me for like my like reasonable end cycle cryptocurrency targets for like what the prices are going to be.
Yeah.
I say like, well, do you want the prices in $2020 or in $2024? And if they say they want it in $2024, I'm like, it can't be counted. Numbers that high. Like the Fed's been printing, dude, like, I don't know, man. The Fed's been printing real hard, man. The Fed's been really fucking, I think we could genuinely go to $6 quadrillion after hyperinflation, bro.
Bro, let me one word for you: hyper Bitcoinization. Look it up.
Hyper Bitcoin. Yeah, like
we're fucking going. We're buying citadels for everyone.
Dude, I have been repeating the holy golden bull run so fucking much. Like I'm like, and I will say this with normal people. I will say this with my parents. It's gotten to the point where like all of my friends now, even if they've never fucking heard of crypto, they didn't really give a shit about it because like I don't really talk about it with my normal friends that much because it's like. You know, they're normal people. I'm not going to like shove coin shit on them if they don't give a fuck about it, despite the fact that it's now like the only thing that I can focus on because it's like the highest ROI activity in my fucking life. But I will talk about the holy golden bull run. And they're now like, oh, yeah, it's just Lucas is saying that every asset is going to $10 trillion with zero pullbacks and. He's been fucking right so far.
Like pullback in this paradigm, bro.
Yeah, dude. Like, I mean, obviously we had like that
the
big
new mathematics on the blockchain.
It started with. Do you remember Big Dick Bull on Twitter?
Yeah.
So And we've shouted him out on the podcast before. He had a Discord. We shilled everybody to go to that shit. I've been, I don't want to say I was like a day one Big Dick Bull supporter, but definitely early days on that
guy. You're a day one Big Dick Bull rider.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good when I say it like that, but it's important to be honest in these situations. But the dude literally formed his account on like the exact Pico bottom of Bitcoin, like on that candle down to like 15K, like the exact wick. He created his account and he went around just shit talking every bear, like everyone who was like, oh, it's over, man. Like it's going to zero. Like he went around just saying, you're a fucking retard, dude. You are going to eat shit in 3 months. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. So many people got so pissed off at this guy. And like literally from that exact moment, the price has just gone up forever with like no fucking red days, just infinite up, infinite up. And he just keeps going, no, dude, like we are going to fucking pump so hard off of this shit. Bears are going to be left sidelined and suicidal. Like you think you're waiting for a pullback so you can buy this shit. You're not getting one. Fuck no you. Pullback, we are going to $1 million with no pullbacks. If you don't buy right now, you should fucking kill yourself, man.
That's so real, though. We are going to $1 million, zero pullbacks. It's
that paradise. Was the thing. He was right. So, and he like right. After, so there was a point where I was like, this guy's funny. Like, I like the spirit. And like, I don't have big enough balls to be doing this or acting on it, but I like that there is a guy doing it. That's kind of cool. It feels Chad, right? And then that was at like, I don't know, like 15, 18 ish. And we get up to like 20 and I'm like, not bad. Like, I guess he was right. That's kind of lucky. We get up to like 25, 28. We start and I'm like, okay, so we're up like basically 2X from when he started this. And it was like, it was all right. And then we go to like 28. And then we go to 32 and 36 and like each of these levels, I'm sitting there being like, holy shit, man. He was actually fucking right. Like everything he said, he was like, oh, BlackRock is buying this shit up. They are accumulating every single dip. They are not going to let it fucking go down. They never are. Dude. And he was like, yeah, like if you think that BlackRock is going to buy this shit up and then not leverage the news cycle, the massive like media instrument that they have to pump the fuck out of their own bags, then you're insane. And like it looks like we're kind of starting to see that now, right? Because there was flat out like a media blackout on talking about Bitcoin
until all time high. That was right. Actually
and then we break and then the dam breaks and now it's like, oh, now they're going to fucking pump their shit. After they accumulated, and if like everyone accumulated, and if you didn't get in now, it's fucking over, I guess, because it seems like they're just going to ship this to a gazillion. Bro,
they're posting tweets of Ansem on the fucking CNBC.
Yeah, you see that?
They don't give a fuck anymore. They're like, oh, yeah, it's time to pump, bro.
Yeah, like
we were saying like 2 weeks ago that everyone doesn't know that like we were like right around all time high.
Yeah,
like there was no conversation.
We
about
said
it.
Basically the same thing last week, which was that like I think they're like intentionally media blackouting it so that they can like finish accumulating. And when they do, it's just like, bro, fucking Trump came out and said, oh, yeah, like I've changed my stance on cryptocurrency. Actually, I think they're fun coins that you can like have a lot of I don't know. He basically said some goofy Trump bullshit, but it was like his previous stance on Bitcoin was like, fuck it. This is fake and gay. So like he coincidentally comes out and says, no, Bitcoin is based like the day we break all time high. Bro, it gets blasted around the media.
RFK Jr. was at the ETH Denver talking about destroy the Fed. I'm fucking pro Bitcoin. He was like going hell. He was going off.
Yeah.
It's a new paradigm.
Yeah. Like all these big institutionally supported like companies, dude. Like I've worked with companies that are building out like financial instruments to do like private exchanges and stuff like that. And like literal countries are looking at tokenizing their currency and backing their shit with Bitcoin. The meme countries like Dubai and fucking Argentina, what's the other
Venezuela.
Venezuela. Yeah, like not like the ones that are just like in the news for doing this, but like other serious countries, man. They're looking at this shit, and they have been.
We're so back, dude. It's a new fucking paradigm.
I don't know,
we
man.
Never it left, just, but we're so back.
Anyway, the long wrapping this story up is Big Dick Bull,
this
who
is,
I thought was
a,
like a funny
a shout out to my ex-girlfriend, you idiot. You fucking stole the bottom. I'm just
Dude, I have now been sent multiple screenshots of multiple different ex-girlfriends complaining about my tweets and how I'm just like euphorically tap dancing on the timeline. Like, you know, like it's like you'll be awake for like 3 days, Bitcoin like hits a new all-time high. Oh my fucking God. Like, and I think it's just driving them nuts, dude. I think
I hope so.
Yeah. It would be kind of funny to get to watch like after the breakup, watch some guy's like net worth just straight up like 10x in like half a year off of like gay internet coins. Like, that's, it would be really annoying. If that I was a girl, I would be really fucking irritated.
That happened to me in 2018, I guess. Like, she sold, like, she, we broke up on the literal pico bottom of the market, and it only went up from there. And I was like 100x long. It was great. I was like, ha, you fucked up. So, you know, such is life.
Yeah, I don't know if they probably know that it doesn't really matter that much, just because like I'm too like frugal to actually like go full spender mode. So like you can give me the 100 million.
They only see the money.
I'm still not gonna buy you the designer handbags you want. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a very calculated social move in some sense. But the important thing, again, is I thought Big Dick Bull was just a fucking jokester, like a funny vibes guy. And at some point he convinced me through just like sheer relentless being correct that, oh, like we're actually just buy every time you see red ever, just fucking buy it and you're going to be Insta green.
And I wouldn't be shocked if Big Dick Bull is like one of the old accounts. Like, so like, first of all, Kobe hasn't been around. I wouldn't be shocked if he's like Kobe, because Kobe disappeared because he was getting annoyed.
I've talked to the guy.
It might not be Kobe, but
I've talked to the guy decent bit one on one, and I think that he actually was some like lurker guy that just like made an account and decided to go hard. I might be wrong. Like, he might actually be some like giga Bitcoin whale, but
oh no, not that. I mean, like, there's two people that like I always look for in a bull market, and it's Kobe and Angelo BTC. And when they're surprisingly not here, and
Kobe was shitting on Keyboard Monkey yesterday. Did you see that?
Oh, I did not see that. I think he's back.
Keyboard Monkey made some tweet saying like, guys, like I'm shorting here. I'm very confident that this is going to be a very, very high conviction short that I will be able to close for a lot of profit. And then like 6 hours after he posts that tweet, like the market just like nukes upward like 20%, fucking every short blown out, like their asshole just like stretched 10 miles wide completely.
I've seen one of his wallets, and it was like I had like $150 million of ETH in it. I was like, what the fuck is this? Why? And like I had like at least like $10 million of USDC. I was like, I hate you, but also based.
Oh yeah, the Keyboard Monkey guy.
No, not him. Kobe.
No. Oh yeah, no. Kobe is
giga rich.
Anyway, Keyboard Monkey tweeted out that thing saying that like I'm shorting basically, and as soon as we get like the God candle, Kobe just responds to him with just all lowercase LOL. Because he seems like a nice, cool guy, but he's also like truly terrifying in the sense that he actually does have like over $1 billion of crypto. And he can like, that's like very market manipulation territory. So like, and I don't think he would do this. I don't think he would. He seems like a nice guy, but if he goes through your profile
anymore,
if he goes through your profile and he says like, this guy was kind of a bastard to me. Like, I think he has enough money that like, regardless of whatever your portfolio is holding, I think he could just send it to zero. Like, I think he could just like buy and then sell, like juke your shit straight down to the ground, short you with like $10 billion. So, like I'm terrified of Kobe, man. He's like the scariest person in the universe to me, right?
And too bad he gave up podcasting, so we're no longer his enemy. But
thank God, man.
We could have been in his crosshairs.
That would have been the most horrifying thing in the universe.
No, that would have been tough.
Coming up on Kobe with like the podcast thing. But I don't know, man. I don't know. All this, like, I'm starting to turn into like an actual delusional boltard who,
oh, that's good.
Like every fucking dip, like even that last dip where I was saying like, dude, like, I didn't buy like a fuck ton, but it's like, I increased my leverage by like 2x. I'm at 4x now on my whole fucking derivatives.
Oh, you're at 4x leverage? Okay, that's big for you.
Well, on my, like, that's on my whole derivatives portfolio. Like, that's not like one position, right? So it's like the whole fucking thing. And it's like, it paid off. It went up. I took some profits. We're good. We're Gucci. And this is the other thing. Like, I am still a pussy in that if I buy the dip, what I usually do is I buy the dip with giga size now, and then I take a lot off the table once we get up towards the next level.
Yeah.
And so, and then basically the rest is just free rolling at that point because but it's like,
that's a wise way to play it.
There
that's
is like going to be a point where buying the dip with giga size is going to be really dumb, right? Like we are going to get a dip that's like an actual dip at some point where they like, you know, it's not just like some fucking like 20% retrace and then like in the next hour it goes up 40%. It will actually be like a prolonged, like, they have to. There's no way it can just literally be, I don't know, maybe it can be. Who fucking knows?
I mean, listen, I say until you start seeing a quarter mil, I would say just keep buying. And that I start to be wary after a quarter mil. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, my strategy has been like, I said, like after we break all time high, I'm taking out my initial, so I absolutely cannot lose more than I put in. I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it. I will put it in some sort of shitty yield farm. So it's like I'm still gonna try and make as much on it as I can, but I will not allow myself to round trip this. Okay. There's a 0% chance now that we can round trip this. I'm too traumatized, man. The first cycle, I was so risky. The second cycle, I was very risky. This cycle, I am a war veteran, and I'm not like the cool kind who's like a grizzled action hero. I'm like a pussy with PTSD who starts peeing himself when like loud noises go off or fireworks.
Oh, I thought they said I could get out. They lent me my contract another year.
I see fucking APRs above like 7%, and I start getting very, very worried, man. I don't know.
I'm pretty good at one thing I am good at, even though I might be trash at trading, is I'm good at recognizing the top. I feel it in my bones. Because you know,
you were definitely better than me. I mean, how many times did I DM you specifically at the end of last cycle being like, bro, is it over? And you were like, yeah, it's totally over. You should sell. And I was like, okay. And then I would message you again a week later and be like, bro, like I'm starting to think you were right and it's really over. And you're like, yeah, it's totally over, man. You got to sell. And then we would do the same thing the next, and we would just keep doing this. And I just kept watching the numbers go down and you kept saying the same thing. And like, I don't know if you remembered having those interactions. Cause I
vaguely, but I do know that, like, here's the thing. My inner hater is so strong. I feel the opportunity to hate come. Like, I got into crypto shorting. Like, that stuff, like, I didn't get in.
Like,
the first thing I was doing was shorting. So
I'm actually really good at pulling, like, when things have, like, a massive green dildo breakout, at, like, timing the exact top for that 2% short. Like, that is unfortunately something that I am very good at. And in the bear market, that was my bread and butter. It's really retarded to short right now because
very bad now. Don't do it.
It's like you can wait 30 seconds and then the candle can update and it will be three times higher than it was previously. Like it can actually just do a 300% move in like 2 seconds.
So I learned how to trade in like 2018 round, like, and like it was like the cash boy era of just like everything's going to fucking $14 short everything and everyone's still like kind of delusional, and like because that's how I started, I see that when that starts to happen, I'm like, oh, we can just fucking nowadays I don't even bother shorting because you can just get wrecked in like a candle. So now I just go straight to stables and I'm like, all right, it's over, I'll see you guys next year. I'm gonna ship post and I'm gonna be in stables. But I do like
shorting is just, it's so insane. Like
it's very fun though.
It's that's very like fun, and that's the problem, is like you feel like your dick is bigger per gain on shorting than basically anything else, right? Like if you make a lot of money shorting Bitcoin, you feel so fucking cool.
Oh yeah, because it also like happens like instantly too.
Yeah. Right?
So like you see your, it's like I entered and oh, I'm up 10x, and it's very very it's very addicting, and it's the problem is, if you're on leverage, it's bad.
Because with everything being so algo driven now, everything just kind of like nukes around a lot with, you know, like you can see something will be like grinding up towards a level. And then as it hits, you can see when it's like running out of momentum. And then like when people decide, OK, there's not enough momentum here, I'm going to get out before the rest of you guys later. It just fucking choo.
Yeah.
Straight down. Right. And like, and then a lot of the time, like people buy the dip, it retraces, it goes back up. But like, if you have a short position there and you just like click when you see the big red
and then get
and
out,
then close it. And yeah. And you tell yourself like, I can just keep doing this every time, bro. Like I can just time it, man. I'm a fucking, but then that one time,
blows you the fuck
right,
out.
Right. The one time you're
because
wrong.
Here's the thing that you don't know about shorting is that, so when you're longing, there's infinite upside and there's limited downside. When you're shorting, there's limited downside. So you can only make but so much shorting.
Yeah.
But there is infinite upside.
Yeah.
So if you get fucked in a mega retrace, you could lose your entire account
and people
very easily.
Yes. And well, the other thing is like when you start throwing around big amounts of money, you also develop like sort of a your balls grow, right? So like you see that you'll be in the red like 50K on a position and it's like, okay, it's like it's not great, but like I'm going to hold this out. It'll turn around. I'm not going to fucking eat this loss, whatever. But then it can just keep going and it goes from 50K to 100K to 200K to 400. Like it can just keep
and going very, very fast.
There are people right now who have short positions open on Bitcoin that have been short for since 60K. And
oh, yeah,
they're either going to close for a massive loss or they're going to be slaughtered. Right. Like they're not, it's not going to let them close that shit in green, man. It simply will not. Again, I'm not a financial advisor. This was not a price prediction. This is not financial. Yeah. But
yeah.
Like,
but they're
fucked.
Bears
dude.
Are
they're
fucked. Bears are so fucked. Yes. But this is all to say the best way to short. And I learned with the shorting, with the leverage, I realized I would have made more money if I just went to stable. So I did that last time and I actually saved a lot more money. Because going to stables is also a short position. It's just a 1x leverage short position.
Yeah. So. And the other thing is that when you are shorting, you're like, unless you start really early and you literally catch, like, you're like on the bleeding edge of catching the very top, the funding rate is not going to be super cool because, like,
it's not in your favorite,
when crypto
typically
starts going down near the end of a cycle, everybody flips to shorting really hard. And, like, the funding rate is basically, like, in order to short something at leverage, you need to be taking out a loan from the exchange, right? And a loan has interest. The funding rate is the interest. So if there's a bunch of people who want to be shorting, the interest rate on that short position to hold it open costs a lot of money, right?
Yeah,
so it's
this
like,
is another thing, too. I didn't learn this lesson.
And most exchanges hide this shit, too. Like, they do it very intentionally to try and be sneaky.
And they don't show you. They don't show you that your balance is, like, your P&L is shrinking.
Yes.
And it's shrinking like over.
They
like,
hide
over
it.
The
they like they chip away at your collateral without showing you that your profits are shrinking. Right. It's this very, very,
very clever
thing. But if you go in and you check your exchange fees on like a if you get like the Excel spreadsheet that they give you for tax purposes, you can go and you can look at the funding payments and add them up and say, oh, they're getting me real fucking deep. Good on this shit. I actually just ran into, I realized that one of the positions I had open was fucking charging me like $1,800 a day to maintain it. And I was like, I don't really think I need to be doing that. That doesn't seem, and it was like, it made money, but it was basically, it was a mog long, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was longing the fuck out of a meme coin that went up like, I don't know, like 3x or some shit over the period. And it was a fairly large position, right? Like it was an unreasonable purchase, because I was like, oh fuck, I can use my ox as collateral to long another shit coin. I can leverage my shit coins using my other shit coins as collateral. This is amazing. So I just was like, let's try this out. And then it went up a lot. But
then you go 1.8% doesn't sound a lot. 1% a day. That's great. I'm making so many multiples.
Yeah.
And if you have a big position because you've been, you were correct, well, you're like, oh, well, that's actually $1,000 a day.
Well, so the thing that got me on this one was, so most places display their funding rate as either a daily percent or as a once every 8 hours percent, right?
Yeah.
This one does it hourly. So I was like, oh, that percent looks fairly like it's high, but it's not innocuous. It made sense that it was high because it's hard to offer derivatives on a meme coin, right? Because in order to let people short that, how the fuck do you hedge a shit coin that can literally go up 10 billion times, right? So like the exchange has to somehow make money on this. And so they jack up the funding fees. But then I realized
hourly is crazy.
Right. This is
that's
hourly.
Compounding.
So this
that's
is
a compounding
hourly. And I thought it was like,
that's so
I thought it was fucking daily, dude.
That's usury, bro.
Right. And I was like, oh, maybe I should close a little bit of this one out, right? We don't need that much open interest.
That's compounding interest 24 times a day. For
yes.
That's so evil.
It was a little bit nuts. But,
holy shit.
But again, like that's the problem because nobody's shorting it because like you would have to be a genuine retard to short a fucking meme coin, right? Uh-huh. Like that's one of those things that you do like purely as a flex to like dunk on the community because you like hate them or something. And like I've seen people try and do it so many fucking times and it's never worked. It's like absolutely never worked every single time. Because when you have some big rich guy coming out and publicly saying like, yeah, like I think you're going to zero. This is my entry price. I sure hope a bunch of you guys who hate me don't go and buy like $50 of this coin until I'm broke. Right. Like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you're being a cocky bastard on the internet and people
they're
can see,
to liquidate you.
Yeah. And people can see how to make you broke. Like they're going to make you broke.
I think I saw that. Who is that? The Pudgy Penguins guy on it when he longed something on FTX, and then like he was just like down $30 million dollars. I can't remember. This is 2021, but I just remember everyone was watching because they showed the P&Ls for the biggest winner and loser, and everyone was just like, oh, he's gonna get fucking liquidated. It was like it was like a blood sport. It was great.
It's so or like remember when Sifu had that massive short position on Ethereum. He had like 100-something million short and I want to say it was in like Hyperliquid or something. And he closed it like $50 before he got blown out. I think he did it again. I think he's been because some of these guys like.
Sifu is like a notorious scammer on multiple. He did Quadriga.
He's so fucking based, man. He is genuinely he's. I might be totally slandering the guy, but basically the lore is essentially that like he is and his real life persona is responsible for like eight
Quadriga.
Of the biggest financial heists in the last like decade.
There's a documentary on him, his real life persona on Netflix.
He's fucking ran this bitch so and like the very number one, like the first one of those financial heists gave him enough money that he could effectively just like retire. Right. Like he could retire and be like so wealthy. It would be like painful. Right. Like he had like hundreds of millions and then he still came back to continue fucking scamming. And it's like it's just pure love of the game, man.
Just
like
love of the game.
He refuses. Like he is not in this for the money. He does not get enough. He's burning through the money by shorting fucking majors in a bull run just to like motivate him harder to go out and scam better,
you.
Dude. It's like so awesome.
It is pretty base when you put it that way.
Yeah.
He's kind of
it's
an
the most Faustian thing in the entire universe, man. He's like if you took a used car salesman and you just fucking you put every single skill point into every single category and made it like the high like this is the god version of the used car salesman. He can sell you anything. He can fucking pickpocket. It's so fucking cool. And he looks exactly like you expect that he would too. Like if you see a picture of the guy, he looks like the king of all used car salesmen who is just going to fucking bleed the shit dry, man. But I've also heard from some of my other coworkers, actually, some of the more well-known ones that he's like, this is all just like a dumb folktale, and he's actually never done anything bad, and he's cool, and he's been blamed unfairly for a bunch of stuff. I don't want to believe that, though, just because this story
I'm sure there's somewhere in between the two.
Story is way cooler. Like, I would much prefer believing this, like, insane mythological legend of, like, the scammer god than I would believing that it's just, like, hearsay.
Prefer to have a scammer god.
Yeah. Dude, in crypto, you just see so many low effort, shitty scams, you know, like so much of the industry.
If it's not Sifu, then it's Sisyphus. Sisyphus Airlines is the scammer guy.
I don't want some fucking stupid dog coin that rugs for like $60,000. Like, that's bitch shit. Like, I don't like the ESL Serbians in a Telegram group who like clone your Twitter profile and like pretend to be you to like get someone to click a drainer. It sucks. I want somebody who scams people out of like $5 billion using like something. Luna was a great one, actually. Like, Luna Luna scammed the fuck out of me. And like, now when people
scam himself, you have to first scam yourself to scam other people. That's the first rule of scamming. Yeah.
Like, I genuinely think that Do Kwon did not believe that Luna was like an enormous Ponzi. Like, now, like, I get it. I get why it was a Ponzi. You know, obviously,
I don't think he did either. I think he genuinely, he was a true believer.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was. And like, I don't know, like Luna, it sucked, I guess, in some capacity. Like, I didn't like losing all of my money in Luna, but like, it was beautiful. It was like, it was such a, and it was one of those things where like, if it hadn't have had a valuation of like $120 billion, there's a chance that my brain might have looked at it and said, maybe I should be a little more skeptical of this. Maybe this is a scam. But the number was so fucking high, I was like, holy shit. Holy shit. They've revolutionized finance. Decentralized algorithmic stablecoins. It's going to $1 billion, dude. This is amazing.
You know, the thing is, too, when is that $100 billion and also your stablecoins at $100 billion, you go, oh, if something goes wrong, I'll have time. to think, like, to react to it.
And then
one candle, it goes down 99%. I remember when I was working for a job and I was like doing research, and my job got mad at me because they was like, "You're the research guy. You're supposed to be giving us updates." I'm like, I just watched $100 billion go to zero in 45 seconds, dude.
It was like,
I don't know what else to do.
Dude, I was going through and doing my taxes, and I looked at my tax records on Gemini Exchange, and do you know what I found?
What?
I found me market buying Luna when it was crashing. I was buying Luna when it was crashing from fucking $90. I was buying it 40, man. I was like, oh, this is a good dip, man. This is 50% down, dude. I'm gonna be fucking eating off of this, man.
There was actually a point at the after, like a couple of days later, where my friend and I were sending each other like a billion Luna to like favorite bar tabs. We're like, he's gonna come back, bro. We're gonna be so rich when it goes up to like $1.10.
Dude, I was ACH depositing from my bank account in $10,000 clips to buy Luna at sub $60, man. That was so funny.
That's so awesome.
This is something that people don't really understand, right? Is they'll be like, oh, like Lucas, you're saying like, well, Sifu the scammer guide, you wouldn't like that if you were caught in this. You fail to understand that like, I truly do appreciate the beauty of my own retardation as I nuke my shit straight into the ground. Like, I will not sit there frowning, man. Like, it is funny. This shit is funny. This industry is funny as fuck.
It is very funny. Like, it also, there's nothing funnier than losing everything on like a stupid decision.
And you lose, and then it just comes back from nowhere. Like, I fucking lost everything. And dude, like, the only money that I have put into crypto since that point, since when everything died, it's zero. I haven't put anything in. Like, when I told you
the same remaining 10K.
So the remaining 10K was not actually remaining from the Luna shit. That was the Arbitrum airdrop. The 16K Arbitrum airdrop is literally like, I ran everything up from the 16K Arbitrum airdrop.
I wish one day, Coinbase, please hear my prayer that you unlock my airdrop, because it's stuck in my Dex wallet in Coinbase, and they won't let me switch to Arbitrum.
There's a 0% chance this ever happens. I'm sorry.
No. All they have to do is accept Arbitrum, because it's on their chain. It's just that the wallet won't let me switch to Arbitrum. So once they go, oh, regulation is allowing us to use Arbitrum, I can get my airdrop back.
It's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, because you never know.
There is basically your only hope is that you grow your account big enough that you can tweet something out bitching about this, and some guy at Coinbase, like after you've gotten like 1,700 likes and your Arbitrum airdrop is worth like $2 million now after ARB sends so hard, it makes everybody's faces bleed. I don't think this is going to happen. I'm sorry. It's a cursed token, man. GGs. Like I was so sure that it was going to be at like $7 and I was going to fucking regret selling my airdrop. I sold it like, you know, one.
The thing is, I was trying to sell the airdrop. I sent it to Coinbase to send it to my bank account.
Yeah.
But I sent it to the wrong wallet, and now I never got to sell it.
Your only hope is like for a viral social media complaint, and then what? Because actually, do you remember that time when I bitched about how shitty their user interface was? They had a representative reach out to me and like personally DM me and talk me through, and like they asked me for like screenshots of like the specific fuck ups so that I could show them.
No,
because like Safari browser had like display issues with.
I got a representative sent to me for bitching about it. But then they were like, oh yeah, no, we can't do anything about that.
There's a point, right? Like there's like three tiers. The tier of like the public representative who just deals with the like random like cockroach people that they don't give a shit about. The tier two people who deal with like the mid-tier influencers who like they're not bankroll. And then the tier one reps is where you will get the white glove service, right?
Yeah.
Because you have the ability to like fuck with them enough that they will like disregard US regulations for brief periods of time. This is the thing. If you enter into some sort of mutually agreed blackmail situation, right? Like you have to do something that is about as illegal as what they're doing, so that they know that if you tell that they did this, that you're all fucked. Everything's fucked.
That's when they call up the new Epstein. They're like, you have to hit the island, otherwise you're not going to get this back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. They got to find some way. So I don't know. I don't know about your Arbitrum airdrop coming back, but it's fine because it's a cursed token, dude. I don't know. Cursed. Like it literally like based on the up only price of every other single token and everything in the entire fucking market, I would have expected it to be like $7 now somehow.
It should
be
a lot higher than it is.
It's like exactly.
Oh, wow. It's $2. That's about where it was when
it's like 30% higher than when I sold out of mine. It's insane. Yeah. And like I literally just sold the airdrop as soon as I got mine.
Yeah, but then see, the thing is, it's $2 now, but if it's continuing to move at this rate that it's moving, and it does hit $7, I'm going to jump off a building. It's fine.
I won't give a fuck. Everything I put it in is up so much more than Arbitrum. I love Arbitrum. It's a great ecosystem. The token? I don't know, dude. I don't know.
No, I don't care about the token. I want the airdrop to sell it to put it into shit. But it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Maybe Grass will save me.
Dude, there have been a lot of cursed tokens, actually.
Use my Grass ref link and save me from myself.
Oh, so everyone. True. You should toss that in the
I'll put it in the description, maybe.
Yeah.
It might be too late. I think they're going to release the airdrop. They're going to tell us about it tomorrow, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I forgot. I was meaning to start farming. Everybody's going to go print off of this shit, too. It's like all of this AI stuff. Like I said, there's all the crypto narratives. There's this AI stuff. All the AI coins are going to ship just because crypto people, one, we love vaporware. We love the fuck out of vaporware. Two, none of us have jobs, dude. So, like, we don't even, like... None of us have the ability technically to evaluate whether some AI coin is just enormous vapor or it's real, right? There's like a 0% chance of the cryptocurrency investors doing successful due diligence on an AI coin project. Fundamentally, we all know that it doesn't make any sense, right? If you have an actual AI project, why are you not shilling it to the Silicon Valley venture capital guys? Mm. Why are you releasing a token? Like, what is the token going to be? Well, it doesn't make any sense.
This one, I feel like, yeah, there's no reason to have a token. However,
the only thing that makes sense with the token,
computation, because it's decentralized computation or something.
That's what I was going to say, is it only makes sense if you're using the token as a literal token to unlock like generative tokens in a machine learning model. That's the only way somehow makes sense, a little.
Or maybe I think they're paying you for the tokens that you use in the model. I don't know, but it's something.
But
like,
yeah. But it, like,
they're using your,
it doesn't matter, because none of these people who have tokens
really
have, they don't own their own GPUs, and they're not charging you for the runtime. So like, that's not what the token is. It's just like,
I don't know what it's for, but it's going to send.
All I know is
grass is going to send.
Dude, all the AI shit sends so fucking... Tau? Dude, people sent me Tau like 6 months ago.
I'm smoking that grass pack, if you know what I'm saying.
And I was in like bear market headspace. So I looked at Tau. I read a little bit about the documentation. I talked to some people, some of the OpenAI guys we know. And I said, like, what do you guys think about this shit? And they were like, this is giga vapor. Like, this is fake as fuck, man. And I was like, okie doke.
Buying it instantly.
No, I did not buy it. And then it went up like literally like 200x from that point. Like straight up. Like right now it is literally. Like I was shilled this at sub like a dollar, man.
Sorry. What I need to tell everyone is, and I think this is the one takeaway you need to have. This is not financial advice. However, if there's no product, you cannot be disappointed. Because there's nothing, there's no reality to compare it to.
No, this is very true.
You can be sold a dream, and dreams, as that VC said, there's no ceiling to a dream.
I was talking to somebody who made a killing off of all of the AI coins and whatever, and I said, like, so I didn't really touch this shit because I, after like, not being wrong, like, I still bought shit that went up, but I didn't buy the shit that went up the most. I just decided this isn't like my market sector. I'm not going to be fucking around with this too much. What was your thing? Like, what was your edge here? And he was like, oh, so when they start promising the product and stuff like that, I lever up. And then when they release the product, I sell. Because of exactly what you just said, right? If there's a product, then your hopes can be destroyed. If there's no product, then your imagination itself is the product. And that is $1 quadrillion right there. Yeah. That is the
true
valuation.
This is the Cardano method. This is perfected by Cardano. Cardano went to billions of dollars, had no product. And sure, they're like the most secure chain ever. They published papers on encryption. Suck my dick. They went to $6 billion with the website and nothing else. And I ever since then, I was like, wow. That's what a dream is worth.
Yes.
$6 billion.
No, that's a fraction of what a dream is worth.
That's a fraction of what a dream is worth.
A true dream is worth at least like $80 quadrillion, like unlimited, so many zeros you can't even like quantify them. You start thinking it's some sort of like Venezuelan hyperinflation shit, like funny money, monopoly dollars, monkey bills.
Zimbabwe bills. That's how much a dream is worth.
Just fucking fake as fuck. I don't know, man. It's...
And I think on that note, though, because it is getting late, I might have to call it. I think the dream is a good place to end it because I do have to.
Oh, yeah. You're going to bed. You don't want to keep podcasting for another fucking.
I do, actually, if it was a little earlier.
That's fair. Yeah. I don't know. I'm actually feeling OK, given the fact that.
You're like a momentum guy,
right? Have you noticed me getting like more amped up as we get? Yeah. This is good because I have not been talking to anybody. For this
That's
last
why
like, month.
Your energy has been low.
Yeah,
you have to get on Spaces and talk to people for hours on the phone. Otherwise, your mental health declines.
That's true, actually. I literally can't be locked in the house looking at charts. I need to talk to people vocally. Mm-hmm. And I've been avoiding it, actually, because like I'm like, bro, like I have been seriously whacked out, man. Like, I'm basically nocturnal. I sleep like 2 hours a day max now.
I have noticed
And I'm like,
I'm like 3 a.m. now.
Yeah. And I'm like, I think I'm like a fucked up, like schizo crazy person. I don't want to be talking to people. I don't want to be talking to important people. I don't want to be meeting new people because they're going to be like, this guy is like a fucking retard. He's an insane retard, man. And, I think I have to just not care and ship it, man. I think I've got to
ship it, dude. Yeah. Get back on Spaces.
Speaking of which, you know what we got to do? We got to get a fucking call with the MOG team about our wonderful partnership. The MOG team, the team of MOG coin.
We should do that this week.
The hardest official sponsorship that the Hell Versus Lucas podcast has ever had by Mogcoin, which is hilarious I think apparently we shilled them. Because
we show them just incidentally because we like them.
Yeah, like I'm just friends with the team and shit like that. And I guess around the Ansem episode, I said like, yeah, dude.
Oh yeah,
like,
we no, because that's when it came out. That's when Mog came out was the Ansem episode. So I was literally in Mog, like it had just launched.
Yeah, I think you were like commenting on saying like, oh dude, did you see this Mog coin? It's like, yeah, I fucking bought, dude. Mog is an awesome word. I love this shit. Good energy. And then
and that's our most popular episode, so actually that is actually we should why didn't we think of this sooner?
We should have clipped that. We should have clipped that for clout and gone back. But I had a bunch of people this last week when Mog like Giga sent messaging me. Like I had some guy tell me that he paid off his fucking house in Mog because we shilled it when it was like sub 3 million market cap or something. And it's at like 500 million or something. So he made like a 200 something X.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Everybody did so fucking well. I didn't make that much, right? Yeah,
that's classic.
I did. I found one of my wallets where like I was holding Mog. I bought at a point. It went down. It came up to a little bit above that point, and I sold for like a 5% profit. I don't know why. I did nothing with the Ethereum. I didn't need the liquidity. But like, if I go back and look at that sell order right now, it's like 6 figs easy.
I don't want to look at what my actually no. Maybe for content. Let's do it for content. Let's go to EtherScan. How much did I fumble? I think I could do this. I haven't used this wallet pretty much since then, so it probably is easy to find. That's so all right. We can do this. Let's try to keep the no more dead air. Verse.
For those of you unfamiliar, there are all these websites that you can plug your crypto wallet into, and they look basically at the price when you sold versus the price that it is now, and they tell you how badly you fucked up, right? Like it's like the ultimate tool for self-flagellation.
I see Mogcoin. I had. Where the fuck is the number of coins? That's the block number.
They all unfortunately use EtherScan, which is the biggest piece of shit website, and I don't understand how all of this stuff is so bad still, actually.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it's one of those things where it's just like, it's like a grandfathered in at this point.
Well, and I have like this weird Stockholm syndrome with crypto stuff.
Oh, that's a big number. Holy shit. All right, what is the price of Mog right now before I kill myself? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, the Mog is actually down right now.
It's probably not down past where it was.
No, it's not going to. But it's like it's on a nice dip here, actually.
We're at a nice dip. All right, I won't. Oh, 300 million market cap. That is a lot higher than I
right like mog dips now and it doesn't even go below a quarter of a million. It got kind of sendy, bro. Like
I was talking about how 100 million market cap was my goal and it's three times that,
dude. Not financial advice, but Mog is breaking billion easy. Mog is going to multiple billions. I'm 100. Look at the fucking video on their pinned tweet, man. Like,
I was talking to the guy who made it. Is that Morpheus or Morbius or more?
I was just looping that video, like blasting my speakers as Bitcoin was breaking its all time high. And it was just like, holy shit, man. That was like, I was so euphoric. Man.
He was showing it to me right after he made it in Denver.
It's just awesome. And like, I don't know, they just keep having like really fun memes in the sense that, like, you know, everyone else did this like, oh, wag me, like cute dogs, whatever. Mog is like, it's not like an existing meme, right? It's not like Dogecoin or Pepe or something a coin. Like they made their own thing. And it's this coin that's basically just a big like, fuck you, like buy this coin or fuck you, dude. We are going to make you kill yourself if you don't fucking buy our coin, right? Like, and it's been true. Like everybody who hasn't bought it is now sitting there like, wow, like I fucked up, man.
I fumbled a $260,000 position.
Nice. Yeah. That's
powerful.
I think that's not too dissimilar from where I was at with my epic Giga Mog fumble.
And that's at the dip. So, you know, good for me. But we are being sponsored by Mog now. So c'est la vie.
Not officially, actually. I did.
No, they want to officially sponsor us.
Huh?
They want to officially sponsor us. I mean,
right, but it hasn't happened yet, so we can't. But it was very funny. I went into the. I'm a very good negotiator, and I went into the talks with them, and we were deciding on some sort of financial compensation for shit, and I was like, you know, like this might not be the smartest thing for me to say, but like I kind of like you guys, like you're my friends and shit. And regardless of like whether or not you pay us, I think we should probably do this because it would be funny. Right.
And so, then meanwhile, Verz is in the chat like, you no.
Yeah, Verz is like, Lucas, like, shut the fuck up. Like, ask for six figures, you fucking retard.
Anywho, it's been all right. I have to leave. Otherwise, I will not get into bed on time.
That's fair.
I need 2 hours to decompress now. Otherwise,
did I get you that spun up, bro?
I'm actually pretty like high.
You should go to the gym, man. Burn it off.
That'll take me longer for me to. It takes me like 3 hours to after the gym to get to sleep.
Typically. I might go for like a night walk now. That might be epic. I might actually just do normal exercise. Leave the house.
Night walk would be probably better.
Doesn't sound bad, does it? It does not sound bad.
Especially in this Texas weather.
Dude, we got some nice shit out here too, man. I actually took my motorcycle out today. Like I told you, today was my day of, I'm being a normal person. I'm trying to be well adjusted. I'm leaving the house. I went to the grocery store. Dude, I've been I haven't even had food in the fucking house, bro. I have been like photosynthesizing energy at this point.
I just I get Instacart now. I'm a fucking Instacart American.
You're one of those, man.
I've not been to the grocery store in like 3 months.
You've become Gainesy.
Yeah. Because I realize I hate the grocery store. It is stressful. I'm in lines. I hate it. Though, I mean, there's like, you get to see how the people live in life, whatever. You might meet a cute girl, or I could just stay in bed and watch anime and then have it delivered to my door.
Dude,
and I like that more.
My grocery store experience has become so frightening now because again, people in my town know me from like my old job. Right. So I like run into like old people from my company, coworkers, et cetera. And they're always like asking about like what's going on. And it's like. I don't have any normal thing that I can say
to them.
Have
you heard
like,
of podcasts?
Dude, yeah, like it's like, oh yeah, like I started my third podcast the other day with Suzu and Kyle Davies. You might have seen them on the news for blowing up a $12 billion hedge fund, right? And like I don't even think they would entertain that. I think they would just think I'm like either delusional or lying or whatever. And they'd be like, oh, like he was always a little bit eccentric, but it appears that he's like finally gone off the deep end. I will make a mental note to not interact with him again if I see him around. Right. So like I need to come up with a better like a normal fucking story for when they ask me like what's going on. And I've noticed that your car is gone for the last like 3 weeks. Where were you? Like, were you on vacation? Like how, it seems like you're vacationing a lot. I can't respond by saying, yeah, I was at like a cryptocurrency conference. Yeah. I went to Lisbon to give a speech on fucking what was it? Like mimetic psyops in NFTs or like NFTs? None of this shit can be told to a normal person.
That's the fun of it, really.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Thank you all. I didn't delve into stories of East Denver, but I don't think I should actually for OPSEC.
It's going to make me kill myself, man. I have so much FOMO from like I had to miss it because of a personal family thing, but like
just so you know, because everyone's like, is Lucas even real? Is that just your alt?
Literally fucking like, every single one of my internet friends that I haven't met was there, right? It was like the generational gathering of every single fucking one of them. And I missed it because I am a gay bitch.
Well, you heard it here first.
Lucas and it's over. I am a gay bitch. And it's over.
And we'll clip that.
Yep. Cool.
When he gets older, he won't sound like this anymore, right?